This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And so, evidently, the data shows that 1.1% of Bitcoin transactions were illicit in 2019, which is fitting considering that the government raised its spending by more than 20% from 2018 to 2019. Also, a 22,000% increase from 2015, all to investigate this 1.1% of Bitcoin transactions that are allegedly illicit in some way.
Yeah, this is from an article that's talking about the various amounts of money that's being spent to find out where the Bitcoin's going and what agencies are spending what.
Yeah, and according to them, this company that takes several million dollars a year in government contracts, only 1.1% of Bitcoin transactions are illicit, which is probably about the number of USD transactions in a given year. Although that's so much harder to trace.
Trace the USD transactions?
Yeah. In fact, I would imagine it's probably higher with the USD based on the people who are just buying like $25 worth of weed or whatever here and there.
Yeah, well, the paper, of course, but the USD in the bank, that's certainly very, very traceable.
Sure. Yeah.
You have to ask for permission at each point along the way to send it. So there's lots of little gatekeepers, and so somebody in there can say, no, matter of fact, we're going to keep your money. And what account? You don't have an account anymore. Who are you?
Oh, man, I've been through that so many times with banks.
Yeah,
and it never stops being
They usually don't jack the money. They usually will send you a check eventually.
Feels like you've been jacked until you get your money.
But, oh, yeah.
On 6.5 months now that Capital One has been holding two of my accounts, essentially hostage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just consider that money gone. If it ever shows up one day, be really, look, I got, I was tax return.
Yeah.
And these weren't like small accounts or anything. They were fairly successful. It was in my early days. It was one of my earliest accounts to get shut down. So, I wasn't doing the transaction volume that I am now, but it's more money than I want Capital One to have, at the very least. What's funny is that these idiots are continuing to pay interest on my accounts that they have frozen and froze in early August.
So if you get your money back, you might get a little bonus to go along with it?
Yeah, very slightly, because what is the actual amount of interest that banks pay on accounts? It's super low.
1% maybe?
I doubt it's even 1%.
No, it's a scam.
I think it's probably been 5 cents between both accounts in the last 6.5 months.
Wow.
They still send, every single month, these idiots send me a statement. And the only thing on that statement is the interest gained for that month, because I cannot use the accounts that these idiots have frozen.
There are lots of people there that need jobs, and that's what they're doing, is just sending out this randomness.
And it's impossible to get in touch with them. You can email them, you can call them, but they'll call you back. And then, of course, they never do.
Yeah, if you just figure the money's gone, just their surrender and knowing that, there's nothing you can really do about it, so.
No, it's like the post office.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong there, you can complain all you want, but nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, I went into the TD Bank down on West Street And I gave them very loudly my opinion of the situation, and all of a sudden I could get them on the phone after that, because they didn't want that to happen again. They didn't like it very much.
My experience with TD was relatively benign. I mean, they did close my account within like 3 weeks of even opening the thing, but they gave me my money then, at the time that they closed the account.
Yeah, they held mine for like 3 weeks, and they wouldn't. I could not get any response out of them, and finally I just went in and I started chewing ass, and that fixed it.
And none of these problems exist with cryptocurrency.
Nope, don't have to ask for anybody. Well, you shouldn't have to ask for anybody's permission. If you have like a Coinbase account or some other app you have to log into and likely gave them your ID, you likely don't hold the Bitcoin or whatever crypto it is.
Yeah.
You have a picture of it.
But if you're using the Edge wallet or something like that, then you don't need anyone's permission to use your cryptocurrency.
Correct.
There's no one who can say, no, we don't want you to complete this transaction,
well,
so we're not going to allow it.
That system has still got some back ends. They all do. Like, they all have to talk to something on the back end, so if something went down, it's quite possible. So the real way is, like, you have a dedicated computer that has the whole copy of the blockchain for whatever currency you want, and then, like, that way it's supposedly not, you know, you can't be blocked that way, but...
True.
It's a lot of work in that, so be your own bank comes with a lot of responsibility.
So the U.S. government is now spending more and more money to trace this small number of illicit transactions that I can't even imagine what people are buying on the dark web with Bitcoin, because to me, being a crypto enthusiast and a privacy enthusiast and a tech person, the idea of using Bitcoin to make an illicit purchase is reckless in the extreme. Now, maybe in 2014, I wouldn't have seen it that way. But this isn't 2014.
It sounds like a public service announcement.
Yeah. Hmm. One should not be using Bitcoin for illicit transactions. And what's scary...
One does not simply send Bitcoin to the dark web market.
Not for AK-47s
like
or whatever.
Marching in the Mordor.
It would be more like marching up to the IRS Sauron with an ID in your hand for him to see.
Is that a Lord of the Rings reference?
Yeah, well, so was his.
Yeah, both of them were.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, the whole thing is bizarre and reckless. No matter how many mixers you send it through, it's traceable. And it will always be traceable. It just is a matter of some company like Chainalysis with contracts with the FBI to trace it back to you.
Well, with any luck, by the time all that technology catches up, this thing will just dissolve and hopefully no other thing will spring up and it won't be a problem.
Yeah, but still, Monero's easier and safer.
Yeah, it's supposed to be private by default, so that means you don't have to do any sort of crazy wizardry to send your value from one person to another and worry about somebody knocking on your door.
So today, Chainalysis federal money comes from many corners, the FBI, the DEA, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, who owns the Department of Homeland Security, evidently, financial regulators and the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the Federal Crimes Enforcement Network, that's FinCEN, the IRS, the Secret Service, the TSA, even from the Air Force.
Sounds like a band of bandits.
Yeah, the axis of evil there.
It sounds like an employment program. It sounds like a government jobs program, really.
I got lots of them till the money don't buy bread no more.
Most of these have signed six-figure deals with Chainalysis, although some agencies spend more than others. For instance, the TSA spent $40,000 on one contract, while the IRS, Chainalysis' biggest federal partner, just bask in that statement for a moment, spent $4.1 million over 5 years. So it's not even the fact that some small number of Bitcoin transactions are illicit that the government cares about. It's that the IRS wants to tax it.
Yeah,
they want to find out who's got the crypto.
It's my understanding. They don't care what you... I'm told they don't care what you do for a living as long as you tell them how much you make. And I guess this year on some of the forums, there's a box you check about using cryptocurrency. And that's it?
Yeah, wow. I don't know. I don't do taxes, and I certainly don't intend to inform the IRS of any crypto holdings that I may or may not have.
No, thank you.
It's none of the IRS's business. What do you think? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And you know, by the time you're ready to retire, Social Security is likely not to exist. The government taxes the ever-loving crap out of 401ks, unless you're eligible for Social Security or something. I don't know what the rules and restrictions are, but it's a nightmare to get your money out of 401k anyway. With the current state of the federal debt being $23 trillion freaking dollars and unfunded liabilities at more than five times that, you can't wait to take control of your money. So don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead, build a plan. Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and with as little government involvement as possible. His new book, called The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at cfoproject.com. That's cfo-project.com. So go get your copy of his free book today. There's no reason to wait. And the longer you wait to take control of this crap, the likelier it is that the government is going to destroy it before you can take control of it, because that's what the government does best.
Yeah, I think they depleted a lot of people's savings during this 2008 thing and other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you had Wells Fargo doing its crap. It's been fined $3 billion, which is nothing to Wells Fargo, first of all, for 15 years of illegal practices that affected millions of customers, including opening up secret accounts in customers' names that they then drew interest from or something. I don't know. Who knows what banks do?
I think it was a thing where the people who started accounts, they got some sort of bonus and, you know, probably got like $30 for every new account they got started. And hey, go figure. You can cheat the system.
Yeah. Hmm. But it was Wells Fargo that was cheating the system and not the customers in that case.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That $3 billion was paid to the gang that gave them the license to do business?
Yep, pretty much.
That sounds like it works like it's supposed to.
I've actually, Wells Fargo, thumbs up as far as doing business with them. My account with Wells Fargo is like 1 week away from being 6 months old. And that's amazing for me these days.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need more crypto banks.
Infant mortality on bank accounts is outrageous.
Yeah, I think my shortest one was 2 weeks. I think that was with the Cheshire Credit Union over here, and that was so much fun when I went in there and they were like, yeah, we're going to, you know, freeze the account and turn it over to the feds and get them to, wait, stop, what do you mean by the feds? Because I assumed, being a bank, they meant the Federal Reserve banks, but no, they then specified, oh, you know, FinCEN, the FBI, those sorts of federal agencies. I was like, oh, well, can you just close the account and give me back my money then?
Yeah,
people
that give them the license to do the job, that's who they're turning the people over to that they don't like.
I love how these banks offer all of these services. You know, when you go to sign up for them, they have all of these pamphlets that says, oh, look, you can do this and you can do that. But if you do any of those things, they're going to close your account. All they want you to do is get your debit card and enter your PIN number at the ATM or at a store. If you do anything outside of that, they will close your account. It's just a matter of when.
So they want their percentage every time you use the card or whatever metadata you leak out there about, you know, what you bought on what day, how old you are.
And they don't want the competition. You know, it's like all of a sudden with crypto, you don't really need a bank.
No, you don't have to ask for somebody's permission to control your own value.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, how free are you if you can't go and, you know, work and build some capital and something you believe in and then take that value that you have and be able to move it when and where you want it?
Mm-hmm. So, getting back to the story about Chainalysis and the various stuff going on with them and the government, what exactly are these government agencies buying? Well, it's tricky to actually state this with certainty. Many of the contracts are short on details because, of course, they are. This is the government. They're not going to tell you what they're buying.
I can't imagine there's a lot of detail in that $2,000 contract.
With 29 mentioning various product licenses, 5 noting, quote, reactor software, and others a cryptic mix of telling and vague, the Department of the Air Force has spent over $110,000 on Bitcoin cryptocurrency transactions. Whatever the hell that means.
Doesn't sound like a lot of money. I mean, I hate to make them sound like they need to be spending more money, but like, it's like they don't need me to tell them that.
Yeah. Yeah, $110,000 is not much.
Their coffers are full of money that they took from people and didn't ask any permission to get it so they can spend on all the stupid things they want without asking.
But the company, and I'm looking at this now there's something related here that I had to look into. What is Series B? I'm going to have to look into that shortly. They're evidently Chainalysis only has 3 products, Reactor, KYT, and Kryptos. Only Reactor, its flagship transaction visualization software, has been around for more than a year. I don't like the sound of this company at all.
I don't know. Maybe they're a Trojan horse and they're doing the Bitcoin gods work in there, and so all the information they're feeding them is garbage.
I doubt it. Reactor is Chainalysis' investigatory workhorse. It visualizes cryptocurrency movement across a blockchain and flags addresses associated with illicit activity. That sounds almost like it would be fun to look at. Like Googling yourself, essentially. Like, let's see what happens with my Bitcoin addresses. Because once you send Bitcoin to someone, you really have no way of knowing what they're doing with it. I don't want to know what people are doing with it.
It's not... If you buy something from the store, they don't ask you what you're going to take it home and do with it.
No.
It's none of their business.
And this is sort of an issue because Bitcoin addresses can be sinkholed and things like that. Like the $80 million or whatever it was worth that was stolen from Mt. Gox, that Bitcoin has never moved.
No.
Because it's going to be immediately flagged and all exchanges are going to reject it. So it's useless from now until the end of time.
Well, you could probably chip off little pieces, but like that's...
But as soon as you do, people are going to know. And because it's Bitcoin, it's always going to be traceable back to the Mt. Gox addresses.
Yeah, the problem with exchanges blacklisting stuff is that becomes a nightmare because you could get coins that like just happened to be from some North Korea thing, and then the exchange then begins tying up accounts, and like that becomes a pretty big nightmare for them.
Yeah, I don't check when I get coin whether it came from Mt. Gox. So,
well, we know that it didn't because that Bitcoin has never moved. But you know, somebody out there could be selling heroin on the darknet for Bitcoin, and then turning around and selling that Bitcoin on an exchange, and then by sheer coincidence, I go to buy Bitcoin from that exchange, and I end up with currency that has been used in illicit transactions, totally beyond my
allegedly
control.
Same thing happens with
next
dollars.
Generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization reported that the number of new cases outside of China of the coronavirus have exceeded the number of new infections inside the country for the first time. The new number in China was 412, and the tally for the rest of the world was 459. The Health Organization director said the sudden increase in cases in Italy and the Republic of Korea are deeply concerning. The number now is up to over 81,000 people around the globe sickened by the coronavirus, with Brazil confirming the arrival of Latin America's first case. The virus now is in every continent but Antarctica. Columbia Gas of Massachusetts will be paying the largest criminal fine ever imposed for breaking a federal pipeline safety law, $53 million, and pleading guilty to causing a series of natural gas explosions in Massachusetts that killed one person and damaged dozens of homes in September of 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
I want to say thank you to Eric Haley, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which means he gives $5 per month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And that's all we ask for membership in the program. If you like what we do, the AMP program allows you to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence its name. Money contributed to this program is used specifically for that purpose, not for anything else. It's just to get the show on more radio stations and more ad plays and things like that. So thank you so much, Eric Haley. It also comes with a number of cool little perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat room on discord.freetalklive.com, and even an AMP-only call-in line at discord.freetalklive.com. So check it out. If you like the show and you want to help us reach a larger audience, you might consider joining. That's AMP.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about cryptocurrency and the government. And the government doesn't like cryptocurrency because it's a threat to the government's control of our money.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, What we want is for the government to not control our money, because the governments throughout history have a well-known habit of destroying people's money by paying for wars and crap like that. Hmm. All of which are things that I don't want to pay for anyway.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So Bitcoin allows me to buy and sell things without inadvertently paying for bombs.
Yeah, yeah. Bitcoin's not bombs.
Taking the value out of their money by trading something else, I think, is the number one thing we can do to stop the war machine.
Plus,
we slow it down.
Look at all of the levels of control that are implemented on the USD. We've been talking about the banking system and all of the little gatekeepers it has, where you have several people signing off on transactions before you're actually allowed to use, quote, your money.
Rent seekers, right?
Rent seekers?
Rent seekers.
People who just want a cut of it, or
yeah,
whatever.
Like these tech companies have found the, like, I've heard the analogy from Andreas Antonopoulos about these companies that just find a revenue stream that they can put a straw into, and they just pull a little off the top, and they bow down for whatever license, and then they get a little of your value, and just keeps on and on and on and on, so...
Mm-hmm. And what about merchants? Well, there's plenty of reason for merchants to take cryptocurrency, especially over debit cards and credit cards, because merchants have to pay a percent of every transaction to take credit and debit cards.
Generally with, 3% plus.
With cryptocurrency, they don't have to do that.
No, the sender pays all that good stuff.
Yeah, and it's significantly lower. If you pay 3% mm-hmm. to send a transaction, then... You should not send that transaction.
Yeah, it probably means you're using Bitcoin.
Yeah, at the worst possible time to use Bitcoin. Like back when it was $18,000 and there were just thousands of transactions in the mempool at any given time, sure.
$60 was the biggest pain I took on that.
Yeah.
There were a few of those.
You did a $60
transaction.
Fee. Good Lord.
And you send and receive transactions all through the thing, so you see them up pretty high. And at the time, I moaned about it. And yeah, it certainly feels high to send something from one place to another. But again, even at $60, I didn't have to ask anybody's permission.
Yeah,
so it's still
true.
Easier than going down to the bank and saying, would you please send some of my money to these people that I trust and maybe today?
And transactions being that expensive on the Bitcoin network, were that was a relatively uncommon thing.
Right.
And it didn't last very long because, of course, then the bottom fell out and Bitcoin just crashed like a freaking brick.
Yeah, and I think that's a significant reason that the bottom fell out. Without that, without that abject failure of Bitcoin to make their stuff scale, I don't think that the collapse would have happened when it did.
It didn't fail for me. It just cost a little bit more to do what I was normally doing.
I think for the average user, though, it failed spectacularly. I would definitely agree with that assessment.
Yeah, I saw people with transactions that were hung for 2 weeks, and it's just like, that's unacceptable.
So the estimation software that creates those fees so people don't have to enter in the actual amounts and do the math, which I don't do. I use the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Very likely they maybe saw that transaction fee was going to be $26, right? So then they set it to low, the worst possible time to set your transaction that might be important to you. But, it just forces people to kind of learn, okay, why is the transaction going up? Because people are using the thing that you're liking so much.
I would still argue, though, that even needing the option to set a high transaction to prioritize your transaction is a failure. Bitcoin. You don't have to do that with Dash or Bitcoin Cash. They don't even have the option in mobile wallets to be like, oh, yeah, I want to expedite this, so let's make the transaction fee higher. That's unique to Bitcoin.
Okay, so you can't make the change in, like, a Dash wallet?
I'm sure you can, but, like, if you use the Coinami wallet or even the Edge wallet, it gives you the option right there before you send.
I think a lot of OGs are used to sending, being able to choose their fee. So maybe that's, like you said, maybe it's a feature that you need the wallet that doesn't ask you. It just sends the fee for whatever.
I think it's a fix to an inherent flaw in Bitcoin, though. I think it's a bandage.
That you can change the fee?
Not that you can change the fee, but you can, but it's almost necessary at times to change the fee to high just to get your Bitcoin transaction confirmed within a few days.
Well, it's a flaw that's inherent in having full blocks. And, you know,
yes,
of course,
Bitcoin SV
is
beautifully alleviated recently.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin SV beautifully alleviated that problem recently.
Every time I hear that sound, I don't know how we can... It's difficult to take that serious if literally Craig Wright is the guy talking about this thing.
Yeah,
but
it's
a
unfortunate
idea
that he's involved in it. And although there are some... And it has some good features, but... Yeah, I have a hard time getting enthusiastic about anything that Craig Wright is involved in. It would be nice if they forked Bitcoin SV and kept the features but dumped Craig Wright.
That might not be such a fair statement on my part because I've heard lots of people who of different cryptos that, you know, say things that maybe are a little lunacy, but maybe I still use their cryptos because I don't know they work. So
well, Craig Wright just thinks he's Satoshi or he wants everyone to think he's Satoshi. I'm not convinced he's insane. I think he thinks a lot of people are very, very stupid.
Yeah, he certainly has a very... I would perceive his attitude as condescending whenever he's talking to almost anybody.
But Bitcoin SV did do at least that one good thing, which was removing the block size limits.
Time will tell if it was good or not.
Well, it's good for users, because now miners have to compete with one another to get transactions, instead of transactions competing with one another by paying higher fees to get miners to take note of their transactions.
Yeah, I think what little I know is that as the blocks get bigger, then it gets harder for nodes to upload them unless they have magnificent computers with magnificent internet connections.
Yeah, so. It allows processing power to determine the block size instead of an arbitrary number coded in order to make miners wealthier by forcing users to compete with one another.
Yeah, but if I get like a 10 gig block, I'm not running a node on my 2 meg connection at home.
No, you're never going to complete, you're never going to mine that block.
Yeah, that would have to be hosted on some mega computer.
Or even a mega. There's no ASIC out there that could mine a block that was 10 gigabytes in size. Anyway, don't go anywhere. We got a special episode of the Edgington Post coming up in just a moment when we get back. That, of course, is Mark Edge, who's going to tell you about... I don't know, and I don't have it pulled up in front of me at the moment because I'm really awesome. But this is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of the Edgington Post Show, and I am Mark Edge, coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And I've got for you another great interview today, F.H. Buckley, talking about his book, American Secession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup. Frank, you there?
I am there. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, pretty much any time I get word from George Mason, one of its professors or fellows wishes to chat about something, it's usually something cool. So I'm happy to take this interview. And it's a topic that I like to talk about. So your thesis is that the secession is on the horizon, that America is more divided than it's ever been, right?
Right, yeah. And it could happen. It's not constitutionally impossible. It wouldn't be violent. It would be peaceful. And maybe a lot of good stuff would come from it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are caught up in the notion that somehow a secession, because some people shot at an American fort ill-advisedly back in the 1860s, that somehow secession must mean millions die.
Right. That was South Carolina. Hopefully that wouldn't happen again. But, you know, I went through this. I moved to the States from Montreal, so I lived through a secession crisis in Montreal. And, you know, it was completely peaceful. Heck, it was more peaceful than life is in America today when you get down to it. And there was nothing like real violence. What precipitated all of this, what got English speakers in Quebec going, was something called Bill 101, which was frankly pretty anti-English. Well, we Montrealers called it Bill 401. It's the name of the highway between Montreal and Toronto.
Huh.
So 700,000 Montrealers just up and moved to Toronto, which was a boring city. Okay, but, you know, livable, and that's how these things happen. So they're sorting out right now between Los Angeles and Dallas, and between Chicago and Fort Worth, and we just see more about it.
So are we seeing Democrats moving to more Democratic states? Are they tending to stay where they are, whereas Republicans pick up and move?
Well, I think they follow their jobs. The jobs growth tends to be in places like Texas and not in California at this point.
So you're claiming that Democrats don't work and Republicans do?
No, Democrats, the ones that do work, move to Texas. The ones that don't work stay in L.A.
I see. Yeah, Texas seems, Dallas seems to be turning a bit more blue right now.
Yeah, that is happening. I don't know how it's going to work out. Frankly, I think a lot of liberals are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to take Texas. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. Not anytime really soon. But I do think that Al Gore was correct when he said there's two Americas. At the time, I'm sure he felt the nation was divided in, what, 1999, 2000 when he said it? Mm-hmm. But it seems like the nation's really divided these days, that somehow the Obama presidency and the Trump presidency have really driven a wedge to the point that Americans don't even, not only are divided, but can't even understand the position of the other side.
Well, I think it was more Trump than Obama. I mean, Obama got elected in 2008, and what conservatives and libertarians did was they sucked it up, okay? Liberals are not so good at sucking things up. I think it gets down to kind of liberal imperialism. In 1992, Irving Kristol said the culture wars are over, the left won. And 2016 was kind of a wake-up call. Because up to that point, whoever the president was, I think liberals thought they had property rights in America and our culture. And then you get 2016, and all of a sudden, it's not like that. So the big change happens, I think, after 2016. I mean, really precipitous drop.
I think that to some extent, the identity politics notion was bolstered by the Obama presidency. And I'm not blaming Barack Obama. I'm not saying he did anything. But I think that a lot of people looked at it and said, this is it. We've got a black president, and we're going to finally get these really good ideas that we've got, and we're going to get them pushed through, and everybody's going to agree with us because it's awesome and we are awesome. And yeah. I don't think that, you know, I disagree. No. I think that if the most interesting thing about you is your sex or your gender, or excuse me, I don't even know what those things are. Sex, gender, racial identity, you know, whatever it is that's the most interesting thing about you. You're a boring person. You know?
Absolutely right. You know, I'm the last guy who believes in don't ask, don't tell, because I don't want to know. Too much information, you know, spare me. I don't want to know. I'm not curious about that stuff.
Right.
Take it to yourself. Okay, but I, you know, really, you know, you're right about 2008, you know, you're right about Obama, but conservatives, you know, don't get so worked up. Our life is not so wrapped up in politics generally, okay? Whereas on the other side, that's how they're defined, and it was a psychic shock which they didn't really get over. And so you have 3 years of resistance, and, you know, he is not my president, and permanent impeachment. And nonsense of the kind we've never seen before. And so, listen, I lived through this in Montreal, and we're much more divided and much less, frankly, polite than Canadians were in the secession referendum back then. You know, I lived through it, and I had friends. I was opposed to secession. My French-Canadian friends wanted it. We all got along. Okay, it's not like that here.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't get along. Friendships are broken. Family relations are broken.
They are. You know? Yes. I mean, right now, there are people in my family and friends that I've had that have had this Trump derangement syndrome. Mind you, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I did not vote for Hillary Clinton either. I prefer to vote for the person who most, mirrors my belief system and has a chance of winning. So I voted for Gary Johnson. I'm not saying he's perfect, but that's who I voted for.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, most of my friends at Mason did pretty much the same thing. You know, I supported Trump. Frankly, I wrote speeches for Trump. And, you know, my answer to the libertarians was, you know, take a look at where we are on rankings of economic freedom in Cato, and then take a look at where we'll be in about 3 years' time. And I think you might come around. So with all the nonsense, with all the bluster, with all the bullying of Trump, you know, more positive than negative. But you know, that's another story. I mean, the real story here is this is not accepted by people on the left. And, you know, what is keeping us back from thinking about secession is, number one, the idea this might lead to violence, and it won't. I mean, it'll be wonderful for U-Haul, but that's about it. And number two, the idea is that it's constitutionally impossible, and that's not true. So my book was in part a kind of how-to guide. This is how you do it, and it's doable.
Yeah, American Secession, F.H. Buckley. So, and you can find that on Amazon. It's that easy to find. Now, I agree with you. I don't think that a secession is necessarily a good idea. You know, if we could somehow take a state and pop it out and make it libertarian, oh yeah, I'm there, you got me. If it's completely separate from the United States, fine. We'll figure out how to make the economy work. However, what I believe is happening in the world, I can, you know, stick my finger in the wind and see what's happening, is that there's these federations. So there's a European Union, and there's a whole variety of them. You don't hear about them most of the time. But these nations are binding together, not falling apart. So there's super governmental organizations out there. And frankly, that's what the United States federal government is. They don't call states states for no reason at all. They call them states because the definition of a state is an organization that has a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. A state is the most powerful organization. The United States is a federation of states, and the president is supposed to be weak like they were in the first 15 of them.
So listen, I teach at George Mason at Scalia Law School. I teach a course in the Framers. And they got it right, right? They wanted states to have a lot of power, and they were really worried about an imperial presidency. So, I love that stuff. But how do you get there from here? And one way of getting there is, well, when you start the ball rolling, if one state wants out, no state has the right to secede. Because when you secede, let's say this is a secession referendum, that just begins a process of negotiation. And where that would lead to, I would hope, would be kind of federalism on steroids, which would be something like, you know, the way it was in 1787 or 89 when the country began. That would be a way of sorting ourselves out. You know, libertarians in particular, I should think, would like the idea of secession because you get rid of one level of government just like that, and the bad one too. Okay, and then there are some guys who say, you know, this is a regulatory state where unelected bureaucrats tell us what to do. Well, that regulatory state is the Code of Federal Regulations, and it's in Washington. And some people say, well, we've got a swamp. We've got all those interest groups, but they're in K Street. They're
Frank, over I'm going to have to hold you right there for a second. If you want to hear the rest of this interview, I'm going to talk to Frank Buckley about his whole book, American Secession.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.